Hey, good morning. Special greetings and warm regards from the family, my family in India and the congregation in India. It's very happy to see you again. I thank God for this very wonderful, blessed opportunity to stand before you this morning. Thanks for the disclaimer, Disselkamp. English is not my native language, but I'm trying my best to present some things to you. And thank you, Mike, for the wonderful Bible study. It's been so encouraging. Today I'm going to deal with a simple thing which is related to our salvational life. Salvation is the most wonderful gift of God from heaven. So through Jesus Christ, that's not because of our good works, but it is because of grace of God. God has offered it to everyone who believes in Him. So in our life, we must be thankful to God for the wonderful salvation He has given us, showered us on our lives. For this gift of salvation, what we have to do once we receive it, how we got it, and live worthy of it, we must know that in every single day of our life. As we read the Bible verse from Book of Hebrew, chapter 2, 3, questioning us, and telling us that salvation is great. I want you to think why it is great. Why is the salvation is so great? I want to hear some opinions or thoughts from you. Can you please? Why it is salvation? A strong reasons.
It's something we cannot attain by our own
consciousness. Right. Not because of ourselves. Here I have some ideas. Salvation is great because it has no substitution. No substitution on this earth. There is nothing in this world that can replace our salvation. And it gives us eternal life. Through Jesus, we receive the promise of eternal life. And it makes us sons and daughters of God through Jesus Christ. We are adopted into His divine family. And it breaks the chains of our sin, a strong chains of our sin. Salvation delivers us from bondages of sin and set us free to give in righteous. This is why I can tell you the salvation is really great thing in our lives. Among all the blessings that we received from God on this earth. And the second point I would like to share you is we must know the value of the salvation in our lives. We must understand the value of the salvation in our lives. If we turn our Bibles to the 1 Peter chapter 1, 10, it says, "As to the salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries." How beautiful it is to think. The prophets, they made careful searches and inquiries. Some translations said investigations on the great salvation. Have you ever inquired or investigated or searched of our salvation? The prophets longer understand the salvation. They spoke of it with deep reverence. Whoever truly knows its value, they will definitely guard the salvation, their salvation. They can guard their salvation. And guarding our faith is the most important thing in our salvational life. Faith. Because the book of Hebrews says that in chapter 3, 12, verse 12. Book of Hebrews, chapter 3 through 12. Take care, brothers and sisters, that there will not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God. It's a warning. It's a warning. There is a scope of, there is a risk of unbelievers, unfaithful to God, so that we may sacrifice our faith, which is very helpful to our salvation. We must watchful over our hearts and faith. A careless, unbelieving heart can drift from God away. So it's a warning. It's a serious warning. Those who already had the blessed salvation. And also, the book of 2 Timothy says that, chapter 4, verse 7, Paul reminds us that faith must be fought for, finished, and kept. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. So, how we do that? How we keep our faith? How we keep our faith? That's the question. The answer is by living out our faith through good deeds that glorify our God. That's the only way. So, we are saved by the grace, created for His good works. Book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, it says, "For it is by the grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." It is the gift of God. So, salvation is by the grace alone, but the grace that saves us also transforms us into the image of our God, our Father. So, the same chapter we see the verse through 10, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Why we are created in Jesus Christ? To do good works, to do good deeds. Because before the salvation, in our past life, we didn't do any good things. But this is the life to do such good things, which God has already prepared for us before. And we are not saved by good works, but we are saved for good works. Good deeds are the evidence or acknowledgement of a changed life. So, here is a question. Why should we do good deeds? Why? Why should we? God says that's apart from that answer. You just think, why should we do good deeds? In book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 says, "Our Lord Jesus Christ instructed His disciples, those who follow Him. He said, 'Let your light shine before the people in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in the heaven.'" Who is in heaven? So that good deeds are not for our famous. not for our fame, not for our name, not for the prizes from the people. Good deeds are must done for the glory of God. And the 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 11 through 12, it says, what is the benefit? We think that. Why should we do good works? That reason number one, to glorify the God before the people. That's the main reason. And the second one, is there any benefit for us? Here it is. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11 through 12. We pray for you always that God will make you worthy of his calling and fulfill every desire of goodness and the work of faith with power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus will be glorified in you and you in him. And you in him. That's the reason. Not only God, but also we may strengthen our calling. So this is why we must always engage with good deeds. And also we know, Book of James said, faith without action is dead. Many people in India I see, after the salvation, they'll get into the rest mode. Oh, I've done. What he's done? It's just beginning. To what? To do good things. To do good life. Here are a few thoughts on doing good deeds. If you see if you notice the book of Titus, the book of good deeds, there some instructions are given, thoughts are given to us. Titus, turn your Bible to Titus chapter 2, 7, verse 7. We must be example of good deeds. We must be example of good deeds, or a model, which is the word came from the Greek term tupos. That means a cast, a die. We must be like a cast. What is our master print? What is the master casting print? Jesus Christ. I understand that you are not understanding me. That's okay. I have a question. Why Jesus Christ came onto this earth? To sacrifice his life? Is that only reason? To show his model, exemplary life. How to do, how to walk, how to resist the sin. This is all be an example from his life. So while we are doing the good deeds in our Christian life, in our salvational life, we must be example to many people. So be a good example in good deeds. And the same chapter, verse 14 says, be zealous of good deeds. And the third chapter, second verse says, show gentleness and humility. And the same chapter from 8 verse, devote yourselves to good works. So Christians must engage good deeds with these characteristics. Good deeds are not burdens. It's not a burden, it's a blessing. As all we know, giving is the blessing. Doing good things is a blessing. They show Christ's character through our lives. Those who do practice good deeds in their lives, they show the Jesus Christ love to this world. so that they may come into Christ. They can understand the love of God when we doing good things to others. And we are the salt and light to the world. What does it mean? Why God has compared our lives with salt and light? If the salt loses its flavor, it becomes useless. What if the light is hidden? It serves no purpose. Like that. Our lives are same like that. We are the salt, we are the lights. We have to serve the purpose. We have to be useful for others so that we can glorify God's name. We can strengthen our calling. Our lives must preserve truth like salt and shine with grace like light. Let us be visible example of Christ's goodness in a dark world, this dark world. So, what is the benefit? Just think, if a person gets tired of anything, what he needs? Is it? Rest? Exactly. Yes, we must get tired of good deeds in our lives. As book of Hebrews says, chapter 12 says, we are the living sacrifices. We must be the living sacrifices of God. Our bodies, our positions, our money, our whole life should be a living sacrifice to God. So if anyone gets tired of good deeds, there is a wonderful promise from God that is written in book of Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 9 through 11. Here it is. There remains a Sabbath rest of the people of God. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his work as God did from his. Therefore, let us make every effort to enter that rest. There is a glorious rest waiting for God's people. That's the God's promise. Those who work for God, those who sacrifice their lives to God. Our rest is not quitting good things. Our rest is not quitting good things, but in knowing that our labor in the Lord is not vain. So let us guard our salvation by faith and good deeds. Let us lives as salt and light so that we can glorify our God Father in the heaven. Let us press on in the faith, doing God until we finally enter the eternal rest that God has prepared for his faithful children. So this is all I want to tell you and encourage you. Thank you so much for the wonderful attention, and I appreciate your long suffering. Thank you so much.